This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. DraftKings is kicking off another week of action by giving new customers a can't-miss offer. Just bet $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $150 in free bets. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $150 in free bets instantly. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right? But in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cam Black, Draven Fine. For the next 3 hours, we will talk sports and other things as we get you through your Tuesday, September 21st. How are we today, Cam?
I'm good, I guess.
You sound bad.
I'm tired of this rain.
Weren't you guys tired of the heat, too?
No, I wasn't. I want the
Cam
heat
loves
back.
The heat.
Bring it back.
Strong
I hate
the, heat.
The rain. The rain's annoying. I can't sleep when it rains at night, so I didn't sleep very well.
You can't sleep when it rains
it
at night?
It keeps me up.
Why?
It keeps me up.
You're the first person I've ever heard say that. Usually people sleep better with the rain. They have, like, the rain sound on sleep apps.
Yeah.
I know, and it doesn't work for me. It keeps me up, so I didn't sleep very well. Also, it was like one of my few nights I have off, and I was chilling and just trying to hang out with the boys on some video games and stuff. And then my power's like, you know what? I'm going to turn off. And I'm just like, cool. So now I'm just sitting in the
dark. For how long?
For like an hour. And I'm just like sitting in the dark. I had to go find a bunch of candles. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do in the dark? Like, Monday Night Football is about to start. It's dark. Like, what's that? What do you do?
I think I just would have left.
Yeah.
Just went somewhere.
Yeah.
I thought about it, but I was just like, I don't really want to go anywhere. I wanted to just sit in my house and
take a shower. Sometimes I'll just get in the shower, take a cold shower.
Yeah, that could
just
work.
Sit there.
Yeah.
Just sit there for an hour.
Yeah.
So that was annoying. And then, yeah, just couldn't really sleep. So I'm fed up with the rain.
I don't understand the whole rain thing. Like, when I see rain, I just automatically get tired. I don't know about you guys, but it's just like driving down the road, I'm like yawning from the rain.
I mean, I could just hear it all night. I'm just like, stop raining. I can hear that.
I've never heard somebody say that before.
Do you sleep with the TV on or off?
I don't sleep with it on.
Yeah.
I
do buy that, though. I do have to have, like, complete silence.
I don't need
complete silence.
No light.
I need a little bit of noise, but
no.
Rain.
Maybe a fan. I can
rain's
do a fan.
Too much.
But a fan's too loud, I can't do it. Rain's fine. Rain, that doesn't bother me at all. I mean, maybe if it's, like, storming really bad, maybe. But, like, got to have complete silence. No sound whatsoever. Not even a pin drop in my bedroom.
But you just said you had a fan works.
If it's like I can do it, but I prefer not. Like if I have had the choice, I would say no. But if I'm like staying at somebody else's place or something like that, and there's a fan going, like I'm not gonna not be able to sleep.
Every now and then, my fan will start like swaying the little string, and it'll start clicking up against there. And
that's what
drives me crazy. I have to get up and change
click,
that.
Click, click, yeah. Click, click.
Yeah. Yep. I can't have that going, but I sleep with two fans on.
My goodness.
Sometimes I put some
music on. Is that just heat or is that just sound?
Both. I've always slept with a fan on. Ever since I was a baby is what my mom said I couldn't sleep at night without the fan on.
Just that sound gets you?
Yeah, or just the
soothes you?
Yeah, or just the wind coming down. I don't know. But
there's a lot of people like that. A lot of people got to do the fan.
You
have it like directly like right on you, like one of the ones you have, or just
I got the ceiling fan above me,
right?
But not every place I've lived has had one, so I can.
It's nice when you do have one though.
But I need like an oscillating fan in there, and no, usually I don't get it pointing at me. I get it pointing like next to me, so I guess it's mostly for the sound. But I do like some air circulation as well. But also put the temperature down to like 62. So I like it.
62?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like
62.
I like to cover up.
That's a little extreme. 62 in your place. Your toes cold, fingers cold.
Not if you cover up.
Were you wearing gloves in there? Like, what are you doing? Are you wearing hoodies and scarves in your place or what?
Nope. Growing up,
62. That's crazy.
Growing up, we were poor. Didn't have any heat. I had to sleep under the mattress sometimes. Yeah. I'm used to it. I like it to be really cold.
There you go.
Sometimes I didn't have enough coverage. I had to get under the mattress. Let it keep you warm. Try to block the wind. Creaking in through the doors or through the walls, excuse me. Hmm. So I like it cold. Got to have my fan on. Got to have it cold.
62 and two fans beaming on you.
Yep.
I would be literally shivering.
Well, the second fan is not beaming on me. I know,
but
it's just
it's still hitting you. You're getting something.
Sometimes I just point it at the wall. But either way.
Either way.
Never heard anybody say they don't like rain to sleep.
Weird. It's weird. I don't know. I just don't like the sound of it. Like, I'll sleep with music on. I'll sleep with literally
anything
else on.
Can you sleep with music on?
I can only sleep with it, like, very, very low.
Well,
no way.
It has to be certain types of music, I guess. But,
Yeah, I mean, certain types of music. But even, like, then, I can't listen to podcasts and sleep.
Well, me neither.
I can't really listen to music and sleep unless I got it very low, just where I can kind of hear the background.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really hear the vocals. Sometimes I can hear the vocals, but... On certain songs, but yeah, I got a playlist I go to sleep to.
Yeah, rain, good old rain.
Can't do it.
There's
Can't
so many
it.
Country people right now. I'm wondering what the hell Cam's talking about because you know, ask any country person, they'll all say, "Oh, rain on a tin roof."
Mm-hmm.
Best sound in the world.
That, that would definitely keep me up.
Rain on a tin roof. So
sad. Had that at my grandma's house. I'm just like, geez, I can't. I put in headphones for that.
I bet your country ass granny liked it though.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
I bet
probably.
She was like, this is sick.
Yeah, yep.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
She was cashed out, yep.
Yeah. Mm. Well, Draven, how are you?
Doing all right. Doing all right. Can't complain. I don't know. I'm a little, I don't want to say frustrated, but I'm a little mad.
What?
I'm a little mad.
Aaron Rodgers getting to you last
night. Aaron Rodgers thing,
yeah,
man. You know, I'm over it. I'm done with it. I'm tired of it. I'm done with it.
What did Aaron Rodgers do to you last night?
It's just the whole...
Was it the touchdown celebration? Then he kind of went with the ice in the veins?
What was that about?
I've never seen him do that before.
I know.
Where's the discount double check?
Yeah, really? Has he been doing that He's not been doing that the last couple years, has he? The discount double check?
I don't know.
Yeah. Either way.
I've seen him do the championship belt a couple times.
Yeah, maybe. The guy's just, he pisses me off, man. His comments after the game, just the way he's going about it. And I'll tell you right now, John, I'll tell you this, and it's going to come to fruition. It's going to come true.
Okay.
The Packers are not going to win the Super Bowl. Packers are not going to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And it's because of Aaron Rodgers.
All
it's because
right.
of Aaron Rodgers.
You and heard I'm also, it here first. The Packers will not be winning the Super Bowl.
I don't even think they get
Packers
to the NFC.
Packers versus the field, everybody. Take the field.
I'll just say it. I would guarantee they don't even think they get to an NFC Championship game.
You want to put another $3,000 bet on it? I mean, I don't feel good about it, but I mean, if you're throwing out guarantees, I mean, we gotta have some money back guarantees over here. You gotta have some, gotta put some money where it's at.
I don't know about that.
Okay, just checking.
I do like to fade his guarantees.
I mean, I just like to see when people say guarantee. Like, what's the stipulation here? What are you gonna give me back if you lose? Just asking.
Just say I'm wrong. Is that not enough
that's
for
not
you?
Not good enough for a guarantee. You can have a firm take there, but just don't call it a guarantee.
John, let me ask you this,
though. Personally take out Aaron Rodgers yourself in the morning of the Super Bowl just to fulfill your guarantee?
Might have to. But they're not going to get there. They're not going to get there.
I don't think so either.
Aaron is just – like, imagine, like, Tom Brady, right? Tom Brady, yeah, like, he kind of trolls on social media, stuff like that. He also has, what, 7 rings, so he kind of has the right to do that a little bit. He has the right to kind of goof off and do what he wants at this
sure.
point. Aaron doesn't. And Aaron is just so about himself, man. He's just so self-deluded. It's crazy to me. It's crazy. And this is why this team's never going to get anywhere. This is why they probably have never gotten anywhere except the one Super Bowl, which was kind of a crazy little run that they had, right? I mean, a wild card team getting to the Super Bowl. Aaron, like, did you see the comments after the game?
I mean, I didn't think he was wrong by just saying, like, we overreact too much week to week. I mean, I do think
that's
that
fine.
Is
yeah,
accurate.
That's fine. That's fine. But the whole...
What else did he say that...
He said, I think maybe we try to show we cared a little bit more tonight.
Oh.
Basically, talking about himself, people saying that he doesn't really care, all that. So he's pretty much, like, giving in to the social media. He's seeing all these reports. He's mm-hmm. caring about what people are saying about him. And, you know, that... No, maybe not that big of a deal, but wouldn't you rather have a comment like, yeah, the team kind of came together, the team did this, instead of having a...
He said we showed we cared.
Again, this is all about Aaron, though. We're not questioning if Davante Adams actually cares about winning, about the Packers. We don't question Aaron Jones about any of that. It's all about Aaron Rodgers. And then, of course, he has to say, I think we got a lot of trolls off of our back. Trolls? You're worried about people trolling you because of the whole charade that you pulled this offseason and you lose 38-3?
He was talking to you.
You worried about those trolls?
Jordan,
he was a troll all summer. He was trolling the Packers. He was trolling the fan base. He was having little comment here or there. Little comment. Would never fully say, hey, I'm all in. Hey, I'm all out. But he'd have those little tiny comments here or there where people, fans, Packers fans, people in the media, everybody trying to put the pieces together and see what he's wanting to do. It's ridiculous, man. And then these comments after a win, barely talking about your team, talking about, oh, getting the trolls off our back, showing that we care a little bit, basically just giving in to the media, basically giving in to, I think, what he cares about more, and that's his image. He's so self-centered, man. It blows my mind, and that is why the Packers will never get anywhere. That is why they'll never win a Super Bowl, and that's why they haven't really had any success. That's why you can't beat Tom Brady. Like, tell me I'm wrong.
Well, they were in back-to-back NFC championships.
And they lost both of them.
Like, well, sure, but I mean, that's success. Like, it's not championship or bust for teams on the level of success. Like, I was having that argument with some people actually yesterday, you know, because was it, you know, built around Derrick Henry and paying him and just, you know, how everyone's like, oh, don't pay him. But, I mean, like, it seems like that those takes haven't aged well because he had, you know, 2,000 yards last year and then, you know, has carried the Titans to a win yesterday. I was like, well, it doesn't matter if you don't win a Super Bowl. And I was like, that's not necessarily true when it comes to everything. It's not championship or bust.
The Packers aren't championship or bust, especially this season. The last dance, the last ride, all this.
I mean, to call it an ultimate success, sure. But I mean, like, if there are 25 teams that would kill to be in a conference championship game, you can't throw the season all the way out. So, I mean, like, especially to make back-to-back. If you're a Packers fan, are you disappointed when you come up short? Yeah, sure. But you still consider a successful franchise. Like, again, to say you made back-to-back conference championships, people pretty happy with that. Like, the Chiefs view themselves as a success despite not winning the Super Bowl last year. It's just, I don't think it's championship or bust. Now, you know, you can say Rodgers' career a little underachieving because he's not going to have more than one Super Bowl. And, like,
I was going to say that his legacy. I mean, and
you can make that case, and right. I will agree there because there aren't very many all time greats that only have one Super Bowl. You know,
I mean, who is the best quarterback one ring?
It'd be Favre, wouldn't it? But I mean,
I would think so, right?
Yeah, I mean, Favre at least had two Super Bowl appearances, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, Rodgers still working with just one appearance, correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
So you could say, like, one conference championship, a disappointment in his career, and I would agree with that.
Especially when
Brady, you know, he didn't have somebody like Brady in the AFC standing in his way. Because, I mean, you could look and say for both Brady and Manning, if neither one of those guys were there, then the other is going to make the AFC, you know, going to make the Super Bowl even, you know, more.
Mm-hmm.
For Peyton, I feel like he would have had more than two rings had he not been in the AFC with Tom Brady. Or at least had, you know, more than four Super Bowl appearances if he was in there without Tom Brady. Same for Brady with Manning. There wasn't really anybody like that in the NFC. It was kind of a, you know, a mixed bag of, you know, contenders in the NFC and teams going to the Super Bowl. So, sure, I agree with that for sure. But at the same time, I get it. Like, you want to act like you're above the noise, but I think we all acknowledge that players aren't ever actually able to tune out distractions, right?
Oh, absolutely.
They always say, like, I'm not reading the paper, I'm not listening to what you say. None of us believe that, right, Cam?
No, I think he's using this as a motivation tactic, have a chip on his shoulder. He's using this like, hey, see, look, we got these dollars and people messing with us. We're going to use that and it's us against the world. I think he's kind of doing that.
That's
right
not what this is. He's had a chip on his shoulder. He's just won MVP. If that's on the biggest chip on your shoulder you can have, I don't know what would be. He's got the chip on his shoulder. This is all about attention, man.
I mean,
this is all about attention.
Brady,
but then he wants to play
thing.
Cool guy at
Brady
the same
did,
time.
Brady did the same thing last year.
Mm-hmm.
He spent all offseason talking about how teams, like, you really passed on me for that mother bleeper. Like, Brady did it
Brady,
last year.
This is not the same player, John.
Every great does it. Brady does it.
Brady can
James.
Do it. Brady can do it. He's got all those rings, man. And he's passed all that. He's done all that. He's had all
he's
the success.
Right.
He's literally,
he
like, he can say
it.
Whatever the hell he wants and do whatever the hell he wants.
He's still above it, but it still bothers him, though. Like, it still bothered him that he was, you know, told to get out of New England and people didn't look at him as the same guy. And you know, if you don't think that a part of what's fueled him to be so good at 44 or 45 or however the hell old he is people saying he can't do it, and like having two or three different instances where we've written them off. I mean, first time we wrote off Tom Brady was what, 2014, when the Chiefs smacked him that one time?
Mm-hmm. Was that the opening or that Monday night game?
I think it was the second Monday night game, like the second week or whatever. Like everyone wrote them off. Like if you don't think that's fueled him, then I think you're wrong. Now, granted, he's had better results from it. But like LeBron James still finds things like Wash King and, oh, we're too old, keep that energy. Yeah. Like, you know, we'll see how the Packers season goes. But it was pretty loud after week one of people saying, yeah, you didn't take the offseason serious and you looked like you didn't care. And you're out here and you're getting smacked and like Rodgers is actively sabotaging the team. And then he comes out in week two and they, you know, they score 38 points or whatever it was, 35 points. And it's like, oh, yeah, never mind. They're actually still pretty good. It's a long season, though, and I think that was kind of his point, was this changes from week to week. Like, we just got to keep focused and keep playing. But I will say, he does look like a villain with that haircut. Maybe get rid of the haircut.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He really does.
Maybe get rid of the haircut. We're off and running bun. In the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. 16 deliciously refreshing flavors. White Claw Hard Seltzer is made with their unique brew pure process to deliver you only the finest flavors. At only 100 calories. Cam, send us to break. We'll come back as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Well, didn't take long. Coming out of week two, Mike Tomlin says that Big Ben has a left pec injury and it will affect his preparation. And, quote, we'd better be ready to be adjustable, he says.
Yikes. 2 weeks in, huh?
All those off-season talk about now he's in the best shape of his life and how he's going to hold up and blah, blah, blah. It lasted 2 weeks, and, you know, he took a lot of beating early on in his career. Mm-hmm. Also didn't take care of his body. You can think about the motorcycle crash. You can think about the weight he carried. It seems like he was, you know, taking in some sugar and bread.
Oh, yeah.
Unlike Tom Brady, who has, you know, obviously thrived into his mid-40s. A little bit different preparation for Big Ben, and he is breaking down at the end of his career. And the Steelers, you know, their season highlight might be that week one victory over Buffalo, because Big Ben didn't look good week two. Their defense got a little banged up as well.
TJ Watt's out like, what, a month with a groin injury?
Good thing he got his money before the season.
No kidding.
Good call.
And we are headed for the Steelers competing for third place in that division, maybe fourth place if the Bengals can get Joe Burrow under control.
What about old Haskins? You don't think he could maybe revitalize his career here with this? I mean, this is a golden opportunity for him, right?
We'll see what happens. You know, he had a better preseason, and there were stories glowing about how he had, you know, started learned how to be a professional. We'll see if they coach him into it. I mean, he is kind of Big Ben, just a big arm, big guy. We'll see, you know, especially early in his career. Haskins drafted around the same spot that Big Ben was. We'll see how he progresses, because it seems like at some point he is going to get thrown to the fire for a Steelers team that is trying to win.
Yep.
Big Ben should have just retired. He should have just retired, man.
Be hard to turn down $40 million and give back some money. I don't know if I could head to owe some money. Sometimes when you get that advance in your salary.
Is it worth, like, I don't know, this probably wouldn't like tarnish his legacy or anything, but it is like disappointing to prepare as a starter and no, you're probably not going to make it with an extra game and everything. No, you're not going to make it the whole season. It's not like they're Super Bowl contenders. Like, we had questions about them even if Big Ben was healthy all year.
Yeah, but the money's still nice, though.
It's all about the money, huh?
I mean, the legacy is what it is at this point. I mean, he's got two Super Bowls, so he's got that going for him. I don't know where he ranks in terms of all-time Steelers, like yards and touchdowns. I would imagine he's high because he's been starting since, what, 2005?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, 16 years as a starter in a pass-happy league with Antonio Brown. I would say that he is high up on, like, most of the Steelers' career franchise stats. I think my watch was getting ready to tell me what Big Ben's career stats was, but I'm good on that. And, I mean, like, we all know that, like, hey, his body kind of broke down over the last couple years, so I think it's fitting for his legacy.
Yeah, he's the all-time leader in passing yards. It's not even close. He's got 60,000. Bradshaw only had 27.
I was going to say, I didn't think it'd be close for as long as he's been there in the era that he was in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like even the Steelers of the 90s had quarterbacks that were slinging around with, you know, Neil McDonald and Was it Neil McDonald or O'Donnell?
It was Neil O'Donnell.
O'Donnell, yeah, sorry. Yeah. I just.
And then they had, what, Cordell Stewart as well?
Titans he's backup, third. Great. And then, yeah, Cordell Stewart wasn't throwing it at all either, so. Jared writes in, the Steelers need to go call Cam. Somebody needs to call Cam because, like, there's enough banged-up quarterbacks that if he doesn't get a call, like, right now, it's go ahead, time to go ahead and announce your retirement, big man.
Yeah, nobody needs to call Cam. That's not true. Nobody needs to call Cam. Nobody wants the guy. We've talked about it. He can't throw down the field. And then he's just such a baby, man. I think the whole Mac Jones having the whole YouTube video where he's sitting there talking about it and complaining about it, I think that kind of really tarnished everything. Like, that's just such a bad look, man. Just, like, take your cut and move on and just say, yeah, I'm going to just go get better and, you know, Mac Jones beat me out fair and square. Like, that would look a lot better. I think teams would be more likely to sign him than him having to do the whole YouTube charade and social media charade.
Yeah, I think you got to be confident in yourself still. You can't go out there and be like, yeah, I just didn't have it anymore. Mac got me. Well, I don't got it. Sorry.
You necessarily
teams.
Have to,
like,
say that. You could just say, yeah, I'm still going to compete, still going to go get better, but that's just how it went. I got beat. Like, I mean, that's what happened, right?
I think they just didn't want to pay him.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was close enough, and they were just like, we don't want to pay him. We'll take our lumps of a rookie.
So some big quarterback news. Got a couple banged up guys. Tyrod Taylor officially out on Thursday night. So, you know, the string of good primetime games may have died.
It was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, with the Ravens Chiefs thriller, because last night was boring. That was awful.
Yeah.
Did you watch any of the Manning cast? Either one of you?
I did not, again.
I flipped back and forth a little bit, but didn't really watch much.
Well, I watched like 2 minutes, and I was like, this isn't for me, and
it's
I went
not,
back to the normal
no.
thing.
I, like I said last week, I'll say it again, like, I did not like it. Like, I love Peyton, Eli's okay, did not like it at all. What about you? Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Really?
I watched the whole broadcast again. I mean, some of it's cringy, some of it's a train wreck, like Gronkowski on there. I mean, like, I don't know why they would think Gronkowski would be good. I mean, he's funny, but, like, he's also cringy and, like, doesn't know when to shut up and doesn't know when to talk. Like, they're trying to get something out of him at times, and he's like, yeah, yeah. And then other times when they were just trying to kind of move on, he would be talking and did have at least, like, one interesting thing where he talked about, you know, he gave Manning credit for one of their most successful plays with him and Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. You know, something that they do based off of coverage, and there's two calls, and, you know, they reveal that he's like, yeah, you know, we got that from you, Peyton. And, you know, Peyton's kind of saying, well, you owe me because, you know, you guys are closing in on me and Marvin's record, and they're going back and forth on that. And then, like, people dug up the clip of, you know, Brady giving Manning credit for that whenever, I guess, the NFL is doing their top 100 players of all time or something. I don't know, which talked about, you know, Manning and him spending days together during an offseason just talking football, which I don't know if, you know, was public or report at the time, and just how they kind of, you know, Manning helped him, like, you know, figure out some things to do. And, you know, Brady talks about how he implemented that and how it's helped him and Gronk and turned Gronk into a monster. So I thought that was interesting from the broadcast. Favre was late, missed the first quarter, which is typical Brett Favre.
Well, they said something like, guess Wi-Fi is going out down in Mississippi or wherever he's at.
He showed up in hour three, and Eli was trying to ask him a question about what he taught Rodgers, and you could just tell, like, there was no relationship there where Favre taught Rodgers anything. A, because Favre was a grumpy old man, and B, because I'm sure Rodgers was a hotshot kid who didn't want to learn anything from him anyways. So
right.
That was a little awkward. There was a funny story, though. Like the football stuff is fine, but to me, like, the little stories like that are, you know, each guest last night had one, I guess, except Patrick Willis. Because he kind of had his time cut in.
Where are they? Like, what's the point of these guests? Like, what is Patrick Willis? I just don't see the point of bringing him on either. Like, that has nothing.
Well, he's an all-time great, and he went to Ole Miss with Eli. So I guess maybe they thought, like, we could have one guest that is, like, favored with Eli. Because everyone else kind of likes Peyton.
Yeah.
Like, everyone else, like, Pat McAfee played with Peyton. Of course, you know, media superstar. He wanted to talk to Peyton. Gronk didn't probably even know who Eli Manning was. But Patrick Willis, you know, an Ole Miss guy that they thought maybe he could give some Eli some time. But, again, Favre kind of cut into that. Although, like, Manning had a good story, Eli did, about being, you know, in Mississippi and trying to get into a bar underage where Brett was at and, like, you know, how his friend chickened out or something. And Favre was like, hell, you should have just came in. I knew him. They'd have got you in. That was a good, interesting thing. And then McAfee was electric. McAfee's really good.
You like him?
Him and Peyton. I mean, yeah. I mean, he's really good at everything he does. And him and Peyton, of course, with their relationship, you know, from being teammates, was good. There were some good insights there. A funny casino story of Manning walking out when they're playing roulette and telling everybody to bet on 18.
Yeah, I did see that.
McAfee said everybody at the table moved all their money to 18. They hit, and just Manning kind of gave a pistol and walked off. I don't know. You can tell Eli was a little annoyed by it. He's like, yeah, the legend grows. Again, I'm tired of all these damn paper stories. But I thought it was good, and you know, it continues to improve, and I thought it was a little less clunky than the first time. Now, you know, I don't think McAfee gave you none of the guests gave you what, you know, Russell Wilson gave you week one. But so far, the two tight ends they've gotten, Kelce and Gronk, have been bust, and they had Ray Lewis, so I guess they want one defensive guy. Lewis was better than Willis, but again, Willis had his time cut up by Favre. But so far, so good, I think. It, you know, McAfee's on the broadcast in the fourth quarter talking about the backdoor cover coming and how he'd bet on Green Bay minus 11.5, and seemed like Peyton maybe had the Lions plus 11.5. I don't know. Either that or he just hates bad football. I can't tell.
Maybe a little both.
Yeah, I can't tell. Like, he's been really living and dying with Derek Carr and Jared Goff. I don't know if he's just trying to, like, motivate those guys to be good quarterbacks or if he had the Raiders and the Lions the first 2 weeks. But they'll continue doing it at least for another 8 weeks. I think it's a 10-week agreement.
Kind of wish him and Brady kind of hated each other, to be honest. I don't know. Just kind of keep the rivalry a little up a little bit.
He took some shots at him. Talked about, you know, when playing the
of
Patriots
course.
And how, you know, they had to, like, hide in the locker room because the locer room was bugged. He was telling Gronk that.
I saw that.
Or maybe Gronk wasn't there at the time. Maybe it was just him and Eli talking about it and how, you know, everything was, they didn't trust the Patriots, and, you know, ha, ha, ha. I'm sure Brady gets a good laugh about that now because he kind of gets blamed on Belichick and not Brady. We'll do our week two NFL power rankings, week two and a half NFL power rankings after the break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, week two officially in the books. Let's hit some week two NFL power rankings. Cam?
Yes.
Give me your top five.
All right. Coming at number five, I got the Raiders. Dude, getting things done. Beat Baltimore, who beat Kansas City. Undefeated. Rocking and rolling to start the season. We'll see if they can keep it going. Gruden may have them on track a little bit right now.
I just still feel like they're going to collapse, like, second half of the season.
Well,
you still
they
have that feeling
collapsed
a little
yet.
Bit? They've done it, what, like 2 years in a row?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they definitely, you know, deserve to still have the benefit of doubt about them. And let's face it, like, that Ravens game was a little bit of a fluke with Lamar dropping the ball five times. I mean, Lamar couldn't, you know, hold on to the football. And I don't think the Steelers are very good. So I didn't put the Raiders on my five, Cam. I need to see more from them. And
fair enough.
I don't think we'll have an answer this week when they play in Detroit. Wait, that's the Ravens, sorry.
They play the Dolphins.
They play the Dolphins, right. And then after that, who do they got? At the Chargers.
Yeah.
So the next
That's a Monday night game, isn't it?
Yeah, so the next 2 weeks we'll see more what they're made of. More so week four at the Chargers than week three against the Dolphins, especially with Tua out if he's out. But
their schedule is not brutal, though, when you look at it. I mean, only Bears after that, Bears at Denver, Eagles at home.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
They get off to a pretty good start.
Yeah.
Anyways, go ahead.
You have him at number five. Number four.
Derek Carr with 817 yards.
Yeah, he is.
In two games.
Is he, who's number one in yards right now?
Him.
After one.
He was after week one, so I'd imagine he didn't lose it by
still,
throwing another 400-yard game.
I think he's almost like 100 yards ahead of the next person,
really?
Too.
Also, Max Crosby, shout out to him. He was the highest PFF-graded defensive end through the first two weeks. He's been balling for them.
He is 130 yards ahead of Kyler Murray, who is in second at 689.
Wow. Yeah.
Speaking of Kyler, got him coming in at number four in my rankings. They are still alive, still looking good. I'm a big, when doing power rankings, I'm big, hey, if you're still winning, you deserve respect. I'm going to give you your respect till you lose. It's hard to win in the NFL, and when you don't lose, I'll give you your credit. Cardinals, good teams find a way to win, even if it takes some luck. So I'm going to give you the number four spot until proven otherwise. Number three, I'm going with the San Francisco 49ers. They're doing what they need to do. They're kind of, you know, they were one of those teams that people were like, oh, they could bounce back with, you know, defensive injuries and stuff coming back this year, things like that. A little banged up in the backfield, but still finding ways to win the games.
They're
so
very
as now,
banged up in the backfield.
They got everybody hurt.
I mean, literally,
there.
Right? Do they have any running backs active right now?
The 49ers?
Yeah.
They just signed Jock Patrick off the Bengals practice squad.
Okay. Yeah. Jock?
One-time XFL stars.
So that's how desperate they are.
Star, yeah. Yep. So that's where they are in the backfield. But they are still finding ways to win and getting things done. So I'm going to give them their credit and put them in number three in my power rankings. Number two, I gave it to the Los Angeles Rams. Stafford's looking great. That offense is popping. They're doing good things. That defense, you know what you're going to get from them. If the offense keeps playing like that, they're going to be a tough team to beat. We'll find out a lot about them this week, I think. Who are they playing this week? Is it Tampa this week?
Yeah.
At home against the Bucs. We'll find out a lot about them and Tampa this week, I think. So, big game for them, but I have them at number two. And at number one, I do have Tampa Bay. Setting up a huge matchup this week. Yeah, undefeated, Super Bowl defending champion. So, until you take a loss, I got to keep giving you the number one spot. Brought the entire team back from last year, so...
Was that Raiders, Cardinals, 49ers?
Yep.
So no Chiefs, huh?
Nope.
Wow.
Okay.
Looking a little rough. Patty. And they're not undefeated. I give undefeated teams a little extra credit half the time. So, yeah, that's my top five.
Number five, my list. Let's see. How did mine change from last week? Because I feel like was Seattle the only team that lost, I guess? Or Seattle was the only team that dropped out. I moved Seattle out of my top five. They were number three last week. I moved them out of the top five. They just still do dumb stuff. Cliff Kingsbury, maybe not a fraud just yet, but I'm still holding on to the fact that Pete Carroll is a fraud. Seahawks, I'm sorry. You're out of my top five. Goodbye. It was nice knowing you. Staying in my top five, though. Holding down their spot. I didn't move them up, didn't move them down. But they won an ugly game, but I kept the Arizona Cardinals there. I still think their offensive skill players are really damn good.
Yep.
Like, they haven't really got Edmonds fully going, but I think he's been pretty good out of the backfield. And then this Rondale Moore guy looking like offensive rookie of the year.
Oh, yeah.
When you consider the way the quarterbacks have came out of the gate, like, really it feels like it's Mac Jones versus Rondale Moore. For me at this point, am I missing anybody? Has anyone else made an impact for the first 2 weeks? Because Lawrence is stunk. Fields is, you know, not done.
Najee Harris been okay. I mean, he had the touchdown for Pittsburgh, but
okay.
Other than that, crazy. I can't think first of anybody really.
Najee did have a couple good plays, but I feel like Moore is ahead of him right now.
I would
say
so. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
He gives them an extra dynamic, another speedy receiver. You know, they got him, Kirk, and Hopkins. That's a really good trio, and you're just seeing A.J. Green around the goal line. So I like their skill position players, their defense. A little disappointed that they played against Minnesota, so I want to see, they're on alert because maybe that was just a bad Titans week one, with the injured Lawan and the offensive line couldn't block. We'll see how the Cardinals' defense progresses moving forward, but they're number five. Number four, also staying in the top five. Oh, actually, welcome to the top five. I dropped one NFC West team out, move another one in. Welcome to the San Francisco 49ers. You are now number four.
Nice.
A road win, not that impressive. Beat Detroit, not that impressive, but it seems like they are kind of trying to figure out things defensively. They got to figure out something with the running back situation, but it seems like they're just well-coached again. Juwan Jennings, touchdown, good for them. Number three, I dropped him down a spot. I kept him in my top five, though, unlike Cam. I got the Chiefs at number three. I do have big, big questions about the defense, but still, come on. The offense is still too good to have them all the way out of the top five, Cam. Come on. They still got Patrick Mahomes. Still got Travis Kelce.
They borderline should have been 0-2.
And now they have a motivated Tyreek Hill who, told the Ravens, keep that same energy next time because they were trolling him after the game.
Yeah.
So, feel bad for the Chargers. They maybe could have upset Kansas City had Kansas City came in at 2-0. I do think they're going to get a refocused, re-energized Chiefs team on Sunday. Now, we'll see if that matters for the defense, though. Chiefs, number three for right now. Number two, rising two spots, the Bucs. Nothing really to say about them. Brady, 9 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Still feels like they've been pretty sloppy, though, which is keeping them off the number one spot, but also meaning that they still have the highest ceiling, I think, of any team if they start clicking on all cylinders. They just have an embarrassment of riches on offense, man. They got so many players.
Didn't he throw interceptions week one?
Brady?
Yeah.
He threw two.
Yeah, he threw 9-1. You're right. It came off Fournette's hand.
He also threw a Hail Mary that got intercepted.
That's right. I don't know what I was thinking. He had 9 touchdowns, not 0 interceptions. My fault.
Yeah, he has two picks.
My bad. Can't lie about – don't have to lie about Tom Brady. He's great enough as it is. How did Antonio Brown do against the Falcons, Cam? He do anything?
Nope. I was happy with that because usually he's the pain in our side. So
it just felt like more they're like, hey, we didn't really get you involved game one. Here you go, Mike Evans. Go catch a couple touchdowns.
That's exactly what it was.
We'll let you bully the Falcons because you didn't get to score week one. And everyone was talking about Antonio Brown. Yeah, only one catch for 17 yards on 3 targets. So if everyone rushed to go trade for him after week one in fantasy, probably feeling pretty dumb after that week. But again, embarrassment of riches. Godwin gets in the end zone again. Gronk, unstoppable near the goal line.
He catches everything, man. It's ridiculous.
What Gronk says. He's like, I don't really care, you know, outside of the 20s, but he's like, when I get in the red zone, that's when I care. He's like, that's whenever it's my time.
Yep.
Red zone Robbie G is what he called himself last night.
Red zone Robbie G,
Red zone Robbie G. I hate that guy. And he also was like, yeah, I don't watch film during the week.
Horrible nickname.
He was telling him, telling Peyton, and he was like, I don't watch film during the week. He's like, Tom handles it all. He's like, before the game, I asked Tom, who's going to be guarding me? And what kind of coverage are they going to be running? And he's like, and then I just go out and
do my job. He just goes by him?
He's like, run by him.
Yep.
Red zone Robbie G. Number one, I'll give it to the Rams. They get a chance to prove it on Sunday. Rams-Bucks going to be the game of the week in the NFL Week 3. So that's my five. Cardinals, 49ers, Chiefs, Bucks, Rams. Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Hour one of Talk Sports is brought to you by the book at Harris Cherokee. Taking an NFL Sunday. This Sunday at the book. They got a huge viewing area with a 90-foot screen and 3 private fan caves. The book is the ultimate way to experience game day with your friends. Plus chair viewing area, USB charging points, convenient betting kiosks, a Rays VIP zone. What else could you need? They got drinks there. They got TVs. They got the Oreo milkshake, too. Casino up there from Johnny Rockets that, man, I still dream about.
Oreo's my favorite, too.
I know. Of course it is. Putting the bow on week 2 in the NFL season, looking ahead to week 3, I told you what the game of the week is in terms of the Rams versus Bucks, the number 1 versus number 2 team in the league, in my opinion. Who you got, Draven, as an early look ahead?
I'm leaning in Rams, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your boy Matt Stafford's beat some respect out of you?
I think so. Just a little bit.
At what point last night did you realize that your Jared Goff, Matt Stafford take was really, really bad this offseason?
I don't know, man. I mean, do you see what Jared Goff's dealing with?
Oh.
His best receiver.
What Matt Stafford dealt with for a long time?
That is not true. He had Kenny Golladay last year.
That Cephas guy looks pretty good.
Exactly. Who? Who the hell is Cephas?
St. Brown?
I'm like, who are they throwing to? Penei Sewell's not that good. Did he even play in this game?
Yeah, he didn't give up a sack, I don't think.
Oh, really?
I saw he hasn't given up a sack at left tackle since 2018.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad last week either. He was. You remember the bad preseason film you saw from him? Yeah, he didn't start, but he came in and played pretty well. Mm. But yeah, no, he was solid.
Matthew Stafford had a lot.
At what point?
You see how much time Goff had sometimes?
At what point?
Nobody's open.
At what point?
How's Cephas going to get open?
At what point did you realize it? That's all I'm asking. Are you still holding on to the Stafford Goff or the same quarterback take? That's all I'm asking.
That was not my take. That was not my take. That was not my take. I never said that they were the same quarterback.
Same thing.
I said that the talent gap between the two were not as big and wide as everybody was saying. Everybody thought they literally went from
AKA that they're pretty much the same.
No.
No?
They're not the same. No. I never said that. Matthew Stafford is better. I acknowledge that. I just thought he's not as good as everybody thinks. He's not going to elevate this team any more than Goff did. Goff went to a Super Bowl. He went to a Super Bowl.
Sure.
So.
Sure. So did Nick Foles.
Listen, the Lions roster is terrible. They're terrible.
Okay.
And Dan Campbell just kind of looks like he don't know what he's doing.
Okay. I'm just asking. So you're still holding on to it, just for the record.
Yes, I'm holding on to it. Let's see if Matthew Stafford can get through a whole year.
Okay.
Let's see if he can get through a whole year.
Let's see if Jared Goff can hold on to the ball.
I mean, I'm not going to disagree that Jared Goff is not going to have an awful year. He is. He's going to have an awful year. They're going to win 1 or 2 games if they're lucky.
I'm just checking in with you. You're holding on to it. That's fine.
Oh, gosh.
No, it's fine. You're entitled to do what you want. Just, just, Just wanted to check in. I'll do that from week to week because, I mean, you said you like the Rams, so I was just checking. You said you're coming around on Matt Stafford, so I just wondered if that meant you were, you know, changing your mind about your boy Jared Goff.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
If Jared Goff was on a better team, he's a quarterback that can get you to the playoffs.
Yeah, with the number one defense in the league. The only defensive league that gave up less than 300 points last year. Yes, he could get you to the playoffs with that. Yes. Barely.
He went to a Super Bowl. Barely. Once again, he went to a Super Bowl.
Yes, because the NFL refs lost their mind and Drew Brees sucks. But yes, he did get to that Super Bowl because they blew a because they blew a pass interference call that would have, you know, led to the game-winning field goal.
Was that on Jared Goff? That has nothing to do with Jared Goff. He was able to score enough points to get him in that position.
It does have nothing to do with Jared Goff. That is correct. Yes. So saying he made it to the Super Bowl is absolutely right. It has nothing to do with Jared Goff. But either way. So you're leaning towards Rams in the big Week 3 matchup. Big game for tie-breaking purposes.
Yeah.
Big game for those division races, too, I guess, as well. You know, because, well, not more so for the Rams, obviously, because, you know, you still have San Francisco and Arizona on their heels. Cam, who you like in that week three matchup?
I like the Rams, mainly because Tampa Bay's secondary is kind of banged up right now. So I think that will end up kind of being a factor there. That Rams passing attack will be able to get going enough, I think, to make it. Enough plays to win that game.
What do we make of the 49ers still being favored in that division?
That's interesting.
Plus 160 compared to the Rams at plus 185.
The 49ers really did not look that good to me. I would not put them in my top five power rankings. The offense, the offense is pretty bland. And Kittle has yet to really break out, right? I mean, he didn't do a whole lot against Philly.
I'll be honest, I struggle with that as well. I didn't love having to include them in my power rankings. I think there's a big gap right now after number three. I think we got three teams that we feel pretty good about, and I don't know. Who would be your number four?
I'd probably throw in the Raiders in there.
At number four? Is the fourth best
maybe,
team?
Maybe five.
So
would
they,
then
the Cardinals be number four? I don't really bother.
I mean, the Cardinals should have lost. I don't care what anybody says. Sure. Like, they should have definitely lost yesterday, and we're talking about that team completely different. And, by the way, Kyler Murray, like, the MVP hype, like, let's calm down a little bit. Yeah, like, the highlight plays are cool, but he keeps throwing bonehead interceptions as well. The pick six to open up the second half to a linebacker, just a horrible throw. He threw another pick later in the second half as well. I think we need to kind of calm down on Kyler, just acting like he's dominating everybody right now. Like, yeah, he's playing well, but he's also making some pretty big mistakes. And should have lost this game.
Well, you didn't answer my question. Who are you putting at number four then?
I'd probably still put... I'd probably put Buffalo in there.
You think Buffalo's look better than the 49ers have? Or is it just from your preseason expectations?
Because maybe more preseason expectations.
Because on tape, they haven't looked better than
the first two weeks. No, I wouldn't say that.
I think it's hard. That's kind of my point. I think we have three teams. Pretty up kind of in everybody's top three. The Rams, Bucks, and Chiefs, whatever order you want to put them in. But outside of that, like, I don't know who else you could feel comfortable with.
Ravens? Would you want to give the Ravens a little? I mean, that win Sunday night was pretty big.
Yeah,
you could make the argument Monday night could have won that game against the Raiders.
I think it was their Super Bowl. Like, I really think the Ravens came
the way
in.
The they acted, too.
I think the Ravens came in having to win that game, and the Chiefs kind of came in like, we're going to win the game, but we don't really care if we don't. Like, we'll see how that carries over for the Ravens. I still think they're going to be in the mix for, like, the 6 or 7 seed. Like, I don't think they're going to win that division. It was a gutsy win. I don't think they can replicate it every week. So, no, they wouldn't be mine. Like, if you're just looking at the Super Bowl odds right now, which I guess is sort of kind of a power rankings of sorts, the top five teams, the Chiefs and Bucks, they are plus 500, plus 550. They have a big gap. And then down the next one's 11-1, the Buffalo Bills. 13-1, the Rams. 13-1, the 49ers. So that would be their top five. So, you know, basically instead of the Cardinals, you put the Bills in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which I don't have a huge problem with, but I just can't reward the Bills after, you know, getting dominated by the Steelers in the second half. And then again, I know it's 35-0, but I was not impressed with the way they played against.
Well, Josh Allen didn't look good again. That was probably the biggest thing.
Yep. And I think he has to be awesome for them to be in a top team.
I will say defense probably maybe a little bit better than last year.
We'll see. I think they've played two of the worst offenses in the league so far.
Maybe. Like, I mean, plus a backup quarterback.
Sure. So, yeah. I mean, I think they're bottom 25% for sure. Like, those are two of the eight worst offenses in the league with the Steelers and the Dolphins. I fully believe that. Especially the Dolphins with Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think Tua's, you know, that much better. Nah, I mean, I think it's, you know, one thing when, like, the backup has to come in during the game versus getting a full week to start. So I do think Brissett will look better this week against Vegas than he did last week, just because he's going to be the starter all week in practice, and they're going to build a game plan around him. But I'm not ready to say the Bills' defense got that much better, because they were a middle-of-the-pack team last year. I want to say they were somewhere around like 16th in defense. They got carried by their offense, and their offense doesn't look ready to carry anybody at this point. Running out the rest of the top Super Bowl odds, Ravens at 14-1. I can't imagine betting on that. When they're just dropping like flies on defense, and like their offensive line still banged up. Like, I can't imagine taking them at 14-1. Packers at 15-1. Browns at 15-1. Seahawks at 21-1. Titans and Cowboys tied at 27-1. Those are kind of the top 4, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Top 11 teams. Titans and Cowboys come in tied at 10th. Cardinals at 34-1, not getting any respect. Neither are the Patriots at 37-1. I think both those teams are pretty good. Raiders at 50-1.
Wow.
Not getting any respect right now. That's, you know, below the Dolphins, below the Colts, Broncos.
That's a little surprising.
Especially being in Vegas, you'd think they'd be like, hey, we got to make sure like the home public team is not, you know, highly exposed, because people like betting in this town. Hour one of the books. We'll kick off hour two with headlines. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.